how much would you pay to see former NBA players in their 60s play full court 5-on-5? Would you set the DVR to record regularly scheduled football games featuring former NFL players between the ages of 50 and 70? Probably not.
True. I'd hate to see the 100-meter dash. It might take all morning.
That's former University of Colorado football star Hale Irwin. You might know him from his other sports career in professional golf. On January 22, 1980, the PGA's Tournament Policy Board held a vote that created the Senior PGA Tour, a showcase for pro golfers over the age of 50.
But it was a big mystery because what was it? Was it going to be?
Irwin didn't know it then, but more than a decade later, that vote would have a huge effect on his career. We'll get back to his story, but this is a good time to introduce one of the key figures in the start of the Senior Tour, Bob Golby.
I always thought it would succeed, but never to the extent that it has.
On the regular tour, Golby won the 1968 Masters.
I served 16 years on the board. And I was on the first committee we ever had when we got started.
That committee got to work on creating the Senior Tour after the success of a 1979 made-for-TV tournament featuring older players called The Legends of Golf.
A couple people would say to us, boy, they can really play good yet. I thought they were all dead. And, you know, and that's how we got thinking maybe we could get something going for the seniors like that.
And in 1980, the Senior PGA Tour made its debut. The first season featured four tournaments.
But the big thing was we had Boris and Bolt and Snead. Without Snead, we wouldn't have got going.
That's Julius Boros, Tommy Bolt, and Sam Snead. Snead's 82 career wins are still the most in PGA Tour history. In 1980, he was 67 years old, 15 years removed from his last win, but he was a giant of the game. And an even bigger name would soon follow.
Fortunately, we got Palmer a year later.
That would be Arnold Palmer, winner of seven major championships. The PGA Tour commissioner at the time was Dean Beaman. He says some younger players on the regular tour were less than thrilled about the Senior Tour's strong start.
It took a couple of years, but once it got some momentum, there was some concern on those players that it might be competition for the regular tour.
The Senior Tour gave the PGA's former stars a chance to get back on top. In 1986, Chichi Rodriguez, who hadn't won a tournament in years on the regular tour, found his touch.
1979, the last win for Chichi Rodriguez, this for a round of 2-under-70.
Well, that's a great victory.
Rodriguez won twice more that year and earned Senior PGA Tour Rookie of the Year honors as he was turning 51. For Rodriguez and his contemporaries, there was a lot less money at stake in their heyday. Again, 1968 Masters champ Bob Golby.
You know, the first four tournaments I won $2,000 per first place. So I won $8,000 winning four tournaments. You know, today the guys would throw up with that kind of money. But so you couldn't hang around very long if you weren't one of the superstars.
The Senior Tour changed that. Today there are about 24 champions events a year, and purses have grown exponentially. Despite those changes, golf is facing some tough challenges. TV ratings and amateur participation are down. But on Tuesday, the Champions Tour announced a 20-year sponsorship agreement with Charles Schwab. The investment firm already sponsors the Schwab Cup, the tour's points ranking competition. To assess the deal, I spoke with Whitney Wagner. Are you a golfer?
I technically play golf.
Wagner is the program manager of the Warsaw Sports Marketing Center at the University of Oregon, and she spent nearly 8 years selling sponsorships for another pretty well-known sports organization, the NFL. Does the length of the deal surprise you with the 20-year partnership?
Definitely, yes. You know, we see shorter-term deals, 4 or 5 years really is what the industry is seeing right now in terms of traditional sponsorship. So for Charles Schwab, frankly, to have as much confidence in this partnership as this shows, I think is really noteworthy.
And Wagner says there are financial risks in long-term sponsorships, but this deal is based on a unique opportunity.
For customers of Charles Schwab to really see themselves in the guys that are out there on the course, right? I mean, that's one of the things that golf as a property can provide, and it's a spot-on demographic match for your product. It's really perfect.
Fans might also be able to relate to struggling pros who found a second chance after 50. Michael Allen had exactly 0 wins in more than 2 decades on the regular tour, but since 2009, he's recorded 7 on the Champions Tour. For him, the first was the sweetest.
Oh, gosh, that kind of... It was incredible, you know, and then to finally see guys actually congratulate me on something like that. And it's really cool. It was wonderful. And, you know, then you kind of get used to a little bit and, you know, it just gets to be more and more fun.
Hale Irwin, who is now 70, has had plenty of fun since joining the Champions Tour in the mid-1990s and racking up a record 45 wins. In 3 decades on the regular tour, Irwin earned 20 career victories and almost $6 million. Not too shabby, but on the Champions Tour, he's taken home nearly $27 million in purses. Although today's younger players make more money than ever, Irwin's optimistic stars will still join the senior circuit.
That competitive fire is hard to put out. Even if you throw water on it, it still wants to rekindle itself. The mental part of golf is the biggest part of the game, and that's the same way when you're away from it. Do you love it enough? Do you enjoy it enough? Does it drive you enough to say, I still want to play?
As the Champions Tour turns 35, the PGA is counting on that drive and hoping the tour and its senior players will only get better with age.